getting the support in hand. Sure. Every mic will make a muck, all right? We need new equipment.
All the days of our life, envy no one, no wish to be with no evil man. But there'll come the day when you'll be reached by the Father's hand.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, what y'all? 7 o'clock in the morning. This is the Morning Detour. We got a crazy one for y'all. Let's kick it off with some SZA. Sure. It's the Detour. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's get it.
Catch me dangerous. Been so lost without you all around me. Getting anxious. Leave me down. Back yourself. You in the dark right now. Feel lost, but I like it. Comfort in my sense. And all about me. All you got right now. Feeling taste of resentment. More in my skin, it's all about a stain on my shirt. New bitch on my nerves. Old nigga got curved. Going back on my word. Damn, bitch, just thirsty. Still going on my words. Still stressing perfection. Let you all in my mental. Got me looking too desperate. Damn. Friday sunshine. I found a way to fuck it up. Still can't cry about the shit that I can change. Just my mind. Gotta get. Comfort in my sense, and all about me. All I got right now, feeling days of resentment. Shit more in my skin, it's all about a stain on my shirt, new bitch on my nerves. Old nigga got curved, going back on my word. Damn, bitch, just so thirsty. Still don't know my words, still stress and perfection. Let you all in my mental, got me looking too desperate. Damn, is it what you say?
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Always giving me hell, yeah. Every time that you drink. Two tequila shots in, how you wanna read me?
This is off that new baby face, Girls Night Out. Oh man, seamless.
Go and get your Emmy, girl. See, you be trying to do the most, you be trying to rock the boat. I was trying to make it work, trying to make this house a home.
This morning, Montreal, we're gonna do love games. Oh, so much to talk about.
We're supposed to be seamless, but you love showing off weakness. Getting off that for no reason. Turning up on me for a breathing. Oh, oh, we're supposed to be seamless, arguing every weekend. Switching up on me like seasons. You wanna fight, never mind. I be trying to make plays for us. I be trying to start the wave for us. You too busy on stage, stuck in your way. Setting us back minutes and days, weeks and months, yeah. Swearing minute for the love, yeah. Are you winning for the fun when we pop out to act up? How I'ma roll with a shawty, you can't handle liquor and cause a disruption, no. Girl, I'm out here trying to function, hey. Take you to dinners and lunches, no. Think it's okay to just lace up your gloves and I'm supposed to roll with the punches. I cut it off like it's nothing. We supposed to be seamless, but you love showing off.
Boy to boy, baby face crazy for this one. Oh, Montreal, my city, good morning, good morning. You're locked into the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Arguing every weekend, switching up on me like seasons.
Let me give you guys something different on this one right here. Oh boy, the best of R&B this morning. Let's go.
I like this right here.
It's a mature morning show.
Cause I got so many problems with commitment.
Oh, we're gonna talk about that Ashanti Auntie interview this morning.
And I don't want you to come and try to fix it.
And we can't fix Kyrie Irving.
So this is only for tonight.
Yeah. Much on my city.
So we know we can do it.
This is the morning detour coming to you live.
So I can just enjoy the ride.
Oh, we and DG kicks this morning.
Don't even think about forever. Don't even think about it. See you when I wake up. Ooh, yeah. Baby, you better not let me see you when I roll over my pillow. You better not try to be here in the morning. I got shit to do. Better not keep on trying to get to know me like an interview. Better off finding you somebody else that ain't no me and you. Tell your mama I don't wanna meet her. No, you probably think you found a keeper. Let you in, but you can't go no deeper.
This is off that new Babyface album, Girls Night Out. It's the morning detour. You're locked in the right place. Let's go.
You don't wanna see you when you wake up. Cause you don't wanna face another breakup. I guess you're gonna play until you wake up. And there's no one inside.
DJ Maddie this morning. This is DJ Moon One.
Babyface, talk to them. Okay, I'm gonna give y'all two more R&B tracks to see y'all feeling girl night out. It's available on all streaming platforms. Babyface. This is how you start your morning on Fridays. Yeah.
With new text, he tried to switch lanes, it ended on exit. Look, I done had enough to key up your Lexus. Fuck it, I'm upon this ring and buy breakfast. Other than the head, you was never my preference. But you know this pussy too precious. Just admit it, you ain't never gonna hit it. You will never get another minute. You made it hard for the next boy, that nigga gotta come with it. The damage done, but I benefited. I grew up and got my own thing. I bought a new whip and got my own keys. So every time I pop it on the scene in my Jala jeans, you know what it mean. Me and Bessie doing single lady jeans.
You know it's a problem this morning. The Queen Shahara's in the building. Fresh off the... No, your mic is not on yet. All you co-hosts always trying to overrun the intro. I'm going to give them one more. Babyface, Mooney Longs off the girls' night out. We're so excited to talk about this Ashanti thing. And, of course, we got to do the takeoff tribute this morning as well. It's the Morning Detour. Keep it locked. More R&B. You know how we do things.
I'm going to keep wilding all night long just so I like it on my own.
Apparently, this next one's a crowd favorite right here. The Babyface, Mooney Long. That girl's night out, boys. R&B in the morning.
You know, little too.
Hey. It's that baby making music. Shout out to all my teachers, my overnight workers. Shout out to my essential workers. Hey. If you're on the bus or metro, I salute you.
Walking the door, Louis on the floor, soon as I get home. You asked me why you been going through my phone. I was like, what? You was like, what? I was like, boy, I ain't got time. Have you lost your mind? Are you trying to make me lose mine? Focused on my paper every day. All you do is argue and complain. When you gon' quit playing in my face? Just leave me alone, I need some space. Down low. Soon as I get home, just take a sip and take a nice
so important that we communicate. Cause end of the day, I need you supportive. Can you respect me?
Yeah.
Will you protect me?
Yeah. It's only gonna happen if you let me.
So let me just tell you. But I never said. You got me crying in this empty bed. I really wish that we were making love. Don't ask to get high.
I'll light some candles, turn the lights down low.
Don't ask, I get home.
Just take a sip, take it nice and slow.
Don't ask, I get home.
I get home.
You can keep pressing me and think you'll get.
The Morning Detour. CKUT
90.3 FM. Yes. Good morning, Montreal. 7:15 in the morning. The best urban morning show in the country. Is your mic position right?
Wow, your voice sounds nice in the headphones.
Hey, listen, man, we got that good Shure mic.
Professional equipment.
Boy, good morning, Montreal. We are live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Detour 514. It's a mixed bag of potatoes this morning, man. It's what a week we've had in hip hop. I don't know how many young brothers we're gonna lose, but earlier this week we lost 1/3 of the Migos. Takeoff, man. We're going to discuss that a little bit later in the news, but we're definitely going to have a tribute mix at 8 o'clock, produced by moi, DJ Moon One, one half of the Guardians of the Galaxy. But we have a great show. First of all, last week was amazing. Shout out to Lambo, 16 weeks co-host with us. So last week was the end of her tenure, so that was amazing. And Akil, a lot of people hitting me up. You know Akil with the scents?
I do know Akil. Listen,
God damn it, Akil knows everybody with the scents.
He always smells like incense.
Yeah,
I love that guy.
So he came through with those. Shout out to Akil and everybody else that showed up last week. That was great. Sweet Cheeks MTL, young lady, 22 years old. She has the cheesecakes, infused cupcakes, and all of that. It's great stuff. I love it. This week, man, what a show we have this week. So we're supposed to have some food guys coming, some black entrepreneurs. They own their own restaurants. We have James. He has super cool, fresh Black Ninja Pizza. So myself and one of the producers of the show, Maggie, we had the pizza about 2 weeks ago. Some good black pizza.
Oh, yeah?
He even has a pizza with griot on it. And y'all know how I feel about my griot. You know, wow. I'm team griot and rice all day. And we have Jonathan, which is his partner as well. They run this kind of like ghost kitchen. He has like golf entree. So it's like waffles and chicken, but now it's waffles or golf with griot on top and all different things. So listen, don't show up to the Detour without samples.
Okay.
So that's around 8:30. We have new music from our boy Million. That's going to be around 8:20. And next week, I think next Friday, November 11th, is Remembrance Day.
Yes.
So listen, man, everybody's coming on the show now. So I interviewed retired Lieutenant Colonel Colin Robinson. They're doing a hashtag Poppy Proud campaign. They're trying to engage the youth into stuff. So I spoke to him for a few minutes. He told me some stuff I didn't know about the Army. That's crazy. But 20 years, he gave his service to the country. You know, I've talked about being in the Army before. But I don't know, man. Someone screaming at me for that extended period of time, I don't know about that, Shara. I know about that, Shara.
It can't be easy.
But if you guys don't know, we have our duet album coming out just in time for Christmas. It's Shara and Weezy. The R&B tape is called Under the Mistletoe.
You got me there for a second. I was like, oh, what did I miss? What's coming out?
Our duet album's coming out on December 25th. It's called Under the Mistletoe. The Shahara and Weezy Experience. It's a 6-track EP. It's nothing but love and drama. Listen, because you know we're going to get into it this morning. We're going to do the Takeoff tribute at 8 o'clock. I'm going to play some music in a bit. I want to come back and talk about Ashanti. I didn't do it last week. I didn't want to overshadow the whole Lambo situation, but Ashanti did Angie Martinez. She broke the silence.
Yes.
So she did Angie Martinez podcast in real life. Riveting stuff.
Yeah.
Yo,
It was something.
Now, let me do a disclaimer early, because I know I'm going to talk about Kanye and Kyrie a little bit later than you said. The views and opinions expressed by Weezy Moon Chaser and Shahara, solely that of them, does not reflect upon CKUT or McGill University. So now put it out of the way. I keep telling y'all, it's a mature morning show. If the kids are around, put your pods in. People be driving with their kids in the morning and say, listen, you're a little bit rough this morning. It's a mature morning show. I know it's a tough sell. I know it's not for everybody, Shahara, but you've listened to the show with your kids. Why?
My kids are sleeping.
But the last time when...
They listened to the short clip of my interview, not the whole thing.
Okay. Listen, I'm losing viewership. They don't listen to this stuff. Oh, man, it's crazy. The Ashanti, the Ashanti's a problem. I have a lot of notes on the Ashanti, man. Oh man, Irv Gotti, I felt like a piece of shit because I was laughing along with them on Drink Champs.
You were laughing along with Irv Gotti with the comments. What was it, the sweatpants thing?
No, it wasn't sweatpants. I'm gonna play a clip from Irv Gotti. I'm gonna play some music. No, but you know, Irv Gotti's a really good storyteller.
Okay.
So I got engaged in the storyteller. Then Nori, they have the liquor and the smokes. I listened to my AirPods on the weekend. I got the Drink Champs. So I got into the place. I'm like, Hove. I paint pictures. I got into the place. And I was like, okay, cool. But it made me think about some interesting questions about Ashanti this morning. Mm-hmm. Where would you rank Ashanti in terms of the likes of the Beyoncés, the Whitney Houstons? Okay, Ciara's not even on this countdown. Carrie Hills, I don't know. But like, where does Ashanti fit in? Because she was the only female on a gangster label. They're called Murder, Inc.
Yeah.
And even though, we're going to talk about Irv Gotti a little bit.
She's pretty gangster, though.
Yeah, she had told story. She said she was, you know, she was chefing up in the studio and stuff like that, making cheesecakes in the studio. I mean, but think about
in
it.
In her sweatpants.
But think about it. What Ashanti and Irv Gotti and Ja Rule did with Murder, Inc.,
it'll
forever be remembered in hip-hop. Yes. So where do we kind of place Ashanti in the realm of things? And it's been 20 years now.
But I think it was a great fit. I think it was
she's a
really
star
great fit.
On the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
That's...
Foolish is good anytime. Foolish, Cry Me a River. What the? Because we are going to talk about breakup etiquette. We're going to talk about being petty. You know what I'm saying? Lost all going. That Angie Martinez interview was everything to me, man. That's why she seems so composed, Shahar. What was your take on it before I go to some music here?
Who was composed? Ashanti?
She seems so composed. I loved her makeup.
Well, she looked really good considering it was like 1 something in the morning and she hadn't slept and had like a 4 a.m. call. I thought the same thing. I was like, wow, her styling team really, you know, they're
mom
on
was
point.
In the, mom was in the back.
They're on point. Her back was straight. She was very, very straight.
Yeah, tell them.
Honestly, you could tell she was prepared. She knew what she wanted to say. And I thought she spoke very well. She was very, very well spoken.
We're going to play some clips.
Let's get into it.
We're going to play some clips. Before I want to go to Angie Martinez asked a great question, and I want to pose it to you this morning, Shahara.
Yes.
What is your superpower? For those that don't know, listen, I told the intro you wrong. We do have a duet album coming out for Christmas, but Shahara is a singer-songwriter. She's an R&B. They said you are the girl next door. Does that mean you're innocent?
I wouldn't say innocent.
I need more toxic music for me. I think all jokes aside, if we were to collab together, I just want to do interludes and then you sing. And we do 6 hours. And let's just call it toxic. Petty toxic. Let's just call it that, no?
Let me think about it.
I've had a girl spray paint my car one time.
No way.
And I paid for it, yeah.
No way.
And I have it on video because she did it on my job. I had it on video. And what's funny is that she got some spray paint on her truck as well.
Stop.
Yeah. That's when you know you have to reevaluate yourself.
Wow.
I called my OG in New York and he said, you gotta understand, you know what I mean? That's your fault.
Wow.
He said, you gotta be accountable, that's on you. And once the OG said it was missed, okay, I'll pay for it, no problem. He goes, it's part of the game.
Wow.
You cannot play with women's emotions. And if you could tell a woman's a little bit unstable, even though you guys have an agreement, I'm against unpredictable women. That's my vibe now. Yo, I had sexual PTSD for a long time.
Walk me through it. What's sexual PTSD?
I was just nervous to connect after that. Yo, somebody defaced my car. I took the metro for 2 years to save up to be able to go to a dealership and get something that I wanted, right?
Wow.
Yeah, I had PTSD for a while. I like post-traumatic stress.
I wonder how she thought that one up, though. She must have seen it in a movie or something.
Yo, listen, they should ban Wayne Dixon. Oh, man, because let me tell you, you burned my Jordan Shahara. Our R&B's album coming out on December 25th, Toxic Shahara and Weezy.
Let it burn.
I know Big Will stole my idea for the R&B cabaret. I posted you on the Detour IG yesterday. And right away, Big Will sends me a thing on WhatsApp with the cover. Like, Big Will, I know she's doing it. It's in February, Big Will. Relax.
It's not anytime soon.
Shahara's going to be back on the show again. But let's play some music. I found like this Drake Chris Brown thing. I don't know what it is, man. It's just crazy. But when we come back after this, I'm going to play a little clip from Irv. I apologize for the swearing. And then we'll come in a little bit. Then we'll play Ashanti a little
bit. Okay, that sounds good.
Because you haven't seen the Drink Champs.
Break it up with the R&B. I like that.
I'm going to play some R&B right now. But it's more in Detour. You catch us on Twitch, on Facebook, on YouTube. Detour 514. Great morning we have. I hope these guys bring some food. But you didn't say what your superpower was.
My superpower? Making cheesecake? No, I'm playing. What's my superpower?
Yeah, you and Ashanti, boy.
Wow. I have to think about it. Can we come back to it?
Yeah, we can come back to it.
Let's come back to it. You know, it's so funny because my son asks me this all the time. He's like, Mommy, he's like, so today I'm Miles Morales and these are my superpowers. And he's like, what's your superpowers? And it's always the same. I'm like, I have the singing power. So I'm like, I have the voice to calm you down, you know?
Yeah.
But I never really, I mean, that's obviously, the, you know, what I used to.
How many kids do you have?
I have two.
Two boys?
I have two boys. It's crazy.
And you're like, do you feel like you've been cheated because you don't have a girl?
No, actually, I wanted two boys.
No.
I relate to Ashanti in that way. You know how she was saying, you know, she was such like a tomboy and she grew up with the boys and was always, you know, with the boys and not the girls.
Yeah.
I've always been that way. And I always saw myself as a boy mom. It's crazy. I manifested it.
It's a messy morning. It's a messy morning. We got all the times off. I'm never going to get the news in this morning. What's going on? It's crazy. Let me play some music and then we'll go into this Irv Gotti and Ashanti a little bit, man. It's more in detail on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the more in detail on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
What's going on? It's your girl, Natasha Marie, and you are plugged into the Morning Detour. I want you to run that tune, Wizzy.
Ray took off for some direction in this game of thrones. Show the way before I let another good thing go. She's the angel I've been looking for to fix my broken wings in time before she takes off. Oh, nah, nah. And it's too late. I'll be on my way to you. Just give me some time, time to clear my mind. I'll be on my way to you. Sooner than later. I'll be on my way to you. Just give me some time, time to clear my mind. I'll be on my way to you. Sooner than later. Cause I'm a sucker for love. Is there a way to have my cake and eat it too? No point adding to my plate if I'm already full. No, no, no. Cause I can't hold you down, just like you need to. But if you stay around, there'll be room for two. And I'll be on my way to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Not this morning. I'll be on my way, baby. Early in the morning, Shahara, Weezy, you know how we doing things. All right, so let's get a little toxic this morning, man. So, I don't know what clip this is, but this is Irv Gotti on the Chimp Chaps.
I'm ready, I'm
speaking
ready.
On Ashanti, right? Okay.
Was that kind of like, did that ever get involved with the business part of it? Like, you know, that you guys were most romantically involved? Did that ever, like, you know, trickle down to the business? Like,
it helped her.
Okay, I'm not following. It helped her that y'all was together?
I mean, happy, big record. Right?
Yeah.
I'm so happy. Uh-huh. Let me tell you how happy.
Yo, BT, you're gonna check for me, nigga.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. This table feels like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold on.
So happy. Let me explain how the relationship and how it worked and how it worked to
a yeah, dating at this point.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're together.
Yeah, they're dating.
Fashion
okay.
Watches, I imagine you bought her a watch too.
I bought her mad shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Birkins, all that. All
right. I bought, she gained it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I don't know about none of this either. I just know.
Okay.
So.
You Switzerland. Stay out of it.
I'm Switzerland. There you go. Yeah,
we just finished sleeping together or whatever.
Okay.
Dry snitching. Look at this guy.
I'm taking a shower. I'm in the shower. you know, a nigga be creative after.
Yes.
Yes. Right?
Yes.
Shit, I didn't get comfortable for this story. I never heard this story. I didn't get comfortable. We got popcorn.
Listen,
I didn't
get popcorn.
I'm in the shower. Don't steal my shit. Don't steal my shit.
While he hits the blunt.
I'll give you the quick story. You can see the full story.
On a Murder, Inc. documentary. That's going to be premiere on BET.
That's premiere on BET.
Okay, so you get the gist of that.
I think the whole track in the shower.
Okay, you get the gist of that, right?
Wow.
Okay, so let me open up here, okay? You know, I'm a guy, right? You know, so we've all had locker room talk and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But few of us are broadcasters. Few of us are personalities, right? So I used to have a podcast called Running Wolves. And, you know, we got kind of explicit and all of that, right? But I never was one to say names. You know, it's kind of weird when you say names.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt, too, like when a relationship or situation is done, it's like you just stay at home with the secrets. Like, there's guys I'm not friends with no more. And a relationship doesn't have to just be romantic. It could be like a friendship, right? That ends. You keep the secrets.
Yeah.
You keep the secrets.
Yeah.
I know mad stuff. You keep the secrets. The level of petty. It was so crazy. I had to go on Urban Dictionary and get the definition of petty. So petty is making things, events, or actions normal. People dismiss as trivial or insignificant into excuses to be upset, uncooperative, childish, or stubborn. It further defines as a person who is purposely childish with the intent of eliciting a reaction.
A.K.A. Irv Gotti.
But what's messed up about the thing with Irv Gotti, he's such a pivotal person in hip-hop, but two things can be true, right? You can be a pivotal person in hip-hop and still be a corny dude to deal with,
oh,
right?
Oh, for sure, 100%.
Like, Ashanti, like, she's so quiet. Like, she went out with Nelly for years, and nobody knows nothing about that.
Yeah, true. So I just found out about that, actually, when I watched the podcast.
Look at that. So that gives you kind of the temperament of, like, how her vibe is, right?
Her personality, yep. Yeah.
So now you just heard a snippet.
Mm-hmm.
There's 2.5 hours of that. And in the interview with Angie Martinez, they talk about that. Ja Rule told her they edited that joint 16 times.
Right.
So how bad was it really?
It was probably a lot worse.
If Irv Gotti was giving bedroom tales or what, pillow talking on Drink Champs, and he was trying to promote the documentary that was on BT, does it make it more right, or does it still make it wrong?
No, it's 100% wrong. Very low. Low, 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 low.
Yo, so I wanted to ask you here, is there a right way to break up? Any relationship, even if it's romantic, even if it's just situationship, because, you know, Montreal, we're going into cuffing season, even if it's just a situationship, well, like, we like.
Well, there's respect, right? Respect.
But when the pettiness...
I mean, that's the key word right there. You know, just because things didn't work out, you should still respect that person that you had that intimate relationship with, right?
Yeah.
And part of respecting that person is keeping their private tails private.
And it's funny.
Their private parts. And
I've got a series called Tails. But, you know, that's why I think I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast one day, and it dawned on me. I've always had this mind, but I never formulated it in those words. It said that if you break up with somebody and you speak on your ex, that's corny. Because at some point in time, you love that person. At some point in time, you were posting that person. You were speaking to your loved ones and your friends about this person in a loving manner. Now, not because the end result isn't what you expected or it happened or this is what reality is, doesn't give license for you to be like, I'm just going to shit on the person.
But hold on a second. Rewind. Even if you didn't love them.
Respect. Shahara with the bars this morning.
Respect is a minimum.
You
engage in an intimate relationship with someone, you still deserve to respect them, regardless of the outcome. Even if you weren't in love, so Irv, it's not cool.
So let me give you some
not
more.
Not cool, Irv.
Let me give you some
Irv,
more size.
You listening?
Irv
it's
Gotti,
not cool.
Irv Gotti tells a story about how he found out about her and Nelly.
Right.
He was at a basketball game, and then they came up on the Jumbotron. And even she mentioned in an interview with Angie, she's like, yo, he was really salty with Nelly. Like, he got to, like, gun talks.
Oh, right, yeah. the threats she talked about, yeah.
But there's something interesting points there. We're going to play a clip from Ashanti. But I think it was her, Angie was talking about, like, women should be allowed to say this doesn't work for them at some point. And I think it was dope about listening to the interview, because you start to understand the dynamics of women working in the music industry, which is male-dominated, seeing, like, yo, this was a pivotal brand. This was Murder, Inc.
Yeah.
And seeing the inner workings and the inner thinking of, like, yo, I've got you a major CEO. And, like, I just felt... It really opened my eyes to, like, the situation that, you know, you young songstress and songwriters go through in the industry.
Oh, for sure.
So let me play a little bit of this. Let me play a little bit of Ashanti here real quick, man.
Like, yo, we've accomplished so much. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense for you to have this much hate for me, you know? Like, I genuinely, in my heart, I believe that Irv wishes death on me. 1,000,000%.
Oh, no.
1,000,000%.
Really?
1,000,000%.
That's horrible.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's why I feel like accepting that I was once a person that respected him and, you know, had genuine love and, you know, appreciated and, you know, loved the work ethic and all the things that we've done. That's where I feel like, wow, so maybe I was wrong.
Well, you were wrong, girl. Thing is, though, when you, this is like a mixing business and pleasure problem, right? Mm-hmm. So when the personal relationship is no longer serving you.
But see, let's clear this up.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not going to say relationship. Mm. We dealt with each other, but having a full, like, was Irv my boyfriend? Was I his girlfriend? Never.
Really?
Never.
So, entanglement.
Entanglement.
Let's keep it real.
Entanglement. Do you believe most men bash women when they don't get their way?
100%.
Damn.
It's sad. It's sad to say, but it's the truth. But the same happens the other way around too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but
I've heard a lot of it the other way around as well.
Yeah, so, you know, man. Yeah.
People get salty. People get salty. It's not a good look. It's not a good look.
Does that have to do also with like your emotional maturity too? Like how you deal with a breakup? Like everybody's so quick to be like, I want to be in love. I want somebody.
The ego.
Yeah,
it's obviously all ego, right? That's it. Like, the thing is that men tend to be more controlling in a male-female relationship. Tend to be. I'm not saying that's always the case.
Yeah, tend to be.
It often is. And when men lose that control, like Ashanti was saying, that's their way of bringing themselves back up.
Yeah. I didn't like when she spoke about the conditional pressure. Like, she'll say, like, they were talking about, like, you know, when they were dealing and stuff like that. And when things will go awry, and she's like, you know, he might not give me studio time. He might not. And
I
like,
oh, I felt that. When she said that, man, oh, I could so relate.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, have you somewhat? Because, you know, you've been in the game for how long? Over 10 years?
Yes.
Over 10 years?
Over 10 years. And I've been in some situations similar to this.
And as a woman, you know, you that's an artist, and you just want to sing and you just want to write. How do you kind of navigate those waters? Because you just want to do the craft. And I'm a man. I'll never know how it feels like to be a woman.
It's tough,
and you're trying
because,
to do
it's tough because emotions creep in, especially when you're dealing with artistic people. I mean, we tend to be really emotional, take things really personally, and we pour so much emotion into our creations, right? So sometimes it's really hard to separate the business from the personal feelings and from the emotions. Mm. And I know I've been in situations where emotionally I've wanted to do something, but professionally I'm like, keep it together, girl. Mm. You got this. Write your song. Get those vocals out.
That's why. You know what I mean?
It's not easy. It's not an easy balance to find.
That's when you pull out that dark black pad.
Yeah.
You know, where you put all the toxic bars.
Yes.
A couple wheezy. I'll do the instrument. That's how you express yourself.
Exactly. You put it in the music, and I'm sure that's what Ashanti did.
Oh, man. Great stuff. One last thing. Shout out to Sabi. She sent me this one here. Some riveting stuff this morning. Sent me this quote. It was like a meme or something, a post that she sent to me. She goes, a man is only insecure about a woman when he knows she deserves better.
100%.
Let me say it one more time, man.
And it's the same the other way around, too.
Oh, yeah?
We need to keep it real.
I don't know. You know, as a man, sometimes we don't feel that value, though. It's, you know, we kind of live in this world where it's kind of like, what can you do for me? Era we're in lately. In terms of men dealing with women's
crap. What have you done for me lately?
A man is only insecure about a woman when he knows she deserves better.
Yeah.
Do women get into a space where they're with a man who's like, you know, I think he might deserve a better woman than me? I think all women, you know.
No, but there's a lot of women who are very insecure. Mm. Very, very insecure. I mean, okay, but both sexes.
You watch Love is Blind?
No, I don't.
Oh man, riveting the episode last night. Let me tell you, boy, it's a mess. I don't know. Like, I get the whole premise. Like, you know, we're going to connect on a deeper level and all that. But then we're going to go from that to, like, getting married. That's a huge jump. And the reason I brought it up, because this older woman, she's a flight attendant. And she's with a guy, he's 26. And you can tell he's childish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was trying to cook for her, and she ended up cooking for him. Because she came in the kitchen, like, you know, you didn't put seasoning. And then when he does it to be playful, he goes and pulls out, like, this, like, Nerf gun and starts shooting around.
Okay.
But she's like a classy girl. Like, it's like, he's Scruff McGruff, but you can tell she wants to be married so bad.
Mm.
I think
That's another big problem.
I think some people fall in love with the title or the thing.
Oh, 100%.
The ship. You're more into the ship than who's on the ship.
100%.
It's like the Mayfair here.
People are in love with the idea of being with people as opposed to the person. I mean, can we preach?
No,
you can we preach, take talk, it to church for a second?
No, talk to me a little bit. Let me know how you feel. Talk to me a little bit.
Relationships aren't easy. They're not easy.
Oh, man. Sharon's in the building. So, yeah, you know, that was a great. I want to urge everybody to go take that one in, man. It's a great stuff. You know, let me play some music.
It's time.
Oh, play some music, and then when we come back, we have an interview with retired Lieutenant Colonel Colin Robinson. We're going to talk about the Poppy Proud campaign. Remembrance Day is November 11th, so, you know. Shout out to all our people that served in the Army, put the country above themselves.
Yes.
Because I can't do it, man. I would never make it past basic training. Because, like, if you go in the Army, like, everybody wants to be a Navy SEAL, but listen, we're not all built to be Navy SEALs. You heard of a thing called, I think it was a SEAL or a Marine, it's called Hell Week.
No.
I think they keep them up for, like, 6 days.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And you're just doing hellish stuff, man. Wow. Like, you're in the water, you have your hole in the log. Yo, you have to have a certain level of team building to have your unit, and we're gonna go shoot other people and try to survive these hard territories.
It's a mindset that I can't even begin to understand.
So we're gonna fight over this imaginary land possession, and I'm gonna kill you up to a point where the higher ups are like, okay, we can stop killing each other. We found a resolution.
Yeah,
the ideology is wild.
It is wild.
And we've been doing it for centuries.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's still parts of the Amazon we haven't explored yet. We'll talk about rainbows a little bit on this. Our album's coming out December 25th. It's called Toxic. It's brought to you by Petty
Toxic,
One.
Toxic Mistletoe? What is that
again? It's Under the Mistletoe. .. Toxic. It's brought to you by Petty Productions. You know how we do things, but it's the Morning Detour, man. Keep it live. We're going to play some new Trey Lamar right now. I'm going to play that new Fed Up. Keeping it R&B. 8 o'clock is our takeoff tribute. Let's get it popping.
Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
I like this right here.
Said she wanted a song, but don't listen to shit that I put in my song.
Yes.
She going crazy. I'm jaded. How you gonna change your tone?
Trey Lamar talking a little bit. Really Trey Lamar's gonna feature on our Toxic album. This is that Fed Up. Shout out to my boy Focus. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the fathers out there holding down, handling their situation. Trey Lamar, we fed up, baby. Let's go.
You playing with my future, got me fed up. I really thought that you was gonna do better. And I admit, shit, I've been fucking up these bitches. That's been bringing around these bitches. But these bitches in my business. Gotta keep one eye open for the wazzles. I got a bird's eye view from the condo. She ain't finna do me like no console. And if I play, you know I got a cheat code. I was praying she ain't do me like that. We was doing so good, I don't wanna relapse. Man, I wish that girl went hard for the facts. Every time I hit a button, I don't hit nothing back. When it comes to love, you never should lie. You don't wanna play it all up in your back. Yeah, already did the math on that. And all I'm trying to do right now is subtract. Yes, you wanted this song, but don't listen to shit that I put in my songs. She going crazy, I'm jaded. How you gonna change your tone? If I believe it, we gon' see it. But you really young. If it's all brick, then I gotta make the club shit. You gon' hear bomb bomb. Head shot to go bomb bomb. Love struck, but I got a love gun. I got smoke if you want some. I don't wanna hear it when it's all done. But you really meant it when you said some. Playing with my future got me fed up. I really thought that you was gonna be fed up.
Run man down, I'll give him the combo. I'm quick on my feet like Muhammad Ali. Hello, man, love chat, but man, but I'm really in the field with 2-2-G's. The waps them live, spot me a up. Hello, surprise man, lean. The waps them live, spot me a up. Hello, surprise man, lean. Let that be. Hopefully it touches skeleton and leave man cut up on scene. Trust me, huh, I ain't regret shit. Everything I do, I fucking mean. Let me dial up, bro, huh. Right now, broski, I need a machine. We're crocodile tea. Big man dead up on scene. Red tape so you know that mission complete. Summer is here, prepare for heat. Approach with caution, I end up dead up. I'm talking like this, can't fed up. If I can't get you, then I get your better. I'm a real bad boy, born and raised in bush. I'm in love with my shuffle. I'm in love with my shuffle.
She said she wanted this song, but don't listen to shit that I put in my songs. She going crazy, I'm jaded. How you gon' change your tone? If I believe it, we gon' see it. But you really young. If it's heartbreak, then I gotta make the club shit. You gon' hear bong bong. Head shot to go bong bong. Love struck, but I gotta.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Morning Detour.
Bouncing all over the place this morning. 7:46 in the morning. Bouncing all over this place this morning. Let me do, you can thank me later, our community update segment. No, your thing is up. Your mic is on too. Okay, let me do this because I got to do this twice. Tomorrow, Soiree Mud, Collège LaSalle. So Collège LaSalle is doing their fashion show. So let me make sure you guys know this. The second year fashion marketing students of LaSalle College will invite you to the 9th edition of the annual Soiree Mud Collège LaSalle. So this event will present the season's trends in 3 fashion shows, Asphyxie, Guestless, and Poison. It will take place on Saturday, November 5th at 4 p.m., 6:30 p.m., and 8 p.m. You can do it virtually online as well. The link is in our link tree, Detour 514. Tickets are available for $20 and $40 for the VIP. So that's Soiree Mud Collège LaSalle. Remember, November 25 to 27, 6 Division 1 NCAA basketball teams face off in November's Northern Classic. So it's going to be a great look. You get your tickets, send admission. Yo, Sales, you still here, bro? I totally forgot that Sales is downstairs. Also, by Pauline Harbali, they wrote The Country's Borders on My Skin. So it's a multidisciplinary project exploring links between tattoo and immigration. So that's going down Saturday, November 5th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Fais-moi l'Art Gallery. You can always message us for more information. This young sister, she's got her license. She's a licensed massage therapist. Ooh. So Divine Wellness, if you want some nice strong females, like strong black woman's hands. I'm going to say their mission statement is to provide unmatched quality and care for your family and loved ones. We ensure the totality of your health is a priority. Here at Divine Wellness, we believe that there's no greater heaven than wellness. Do you need a therapist to come to you? Divine Wellness has the most hassle-free mobile services. We also offer convenient and flexible therapy sessions. We make your experience simple. So that's Divine Wellness. I think you got to press the thing, Sales. So you guys can check that out. Or send me a message at Detour514 if you guys more information. You already know Big Real Comedy, White Yardie. I don't know if it's sold out. That's next weekend, November 12th. Are We Done Yet? Canadian Tour. Opener, Akeem the Comedian. I saw him on The Good Doctor, too. I was trying to get him on the call, but Vancouver doesn't transition well. Friend of the show, Tata. She has her own practice. She's a social work consultant and family worker. You can find her on IG, Tamara.Angeline. And before I forget, you're looking for a house. You want to rent stuff. We got 2 realtors. They be fighting with each other. Like, oh, everybody wants a promo. So my friend of the show, Magali Payen, she'll be doing things. You can hit her up at info@magalipayen.com or hit us up at the Detour 514, give you more information. Young says she's looking good, man. She'll be selling some homes.
Nice.
And you know my boy, my big fish, Fitchner Louisma, real estate agent at Remax Future. So he's always there to help you. Looking for inquiry into buy, sell, or renting. His number is 514-963-8739. And Sweet Cheeks Bakery, you already know. Sister, she has everything, man. The rum cake, the cheesecake, all the cake, them. She even has the cookies, man. So let's play this interview by Colin. And then when we come back, man, we're going to do this I gotta do this, man. This takeoff mix, man. This thing is filthy, boy. This thing is filthy, man. This game is wild. So let's jump into it. Some more in detail. I got smoke if you want some.
I don't want to hear it when... The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Much love, my city. Welcome back to The Morning Detour. On November 11th, we have Remembrance Day. We celebrate every year. It's a very important day for us all. That's the day that we honor those who have given their lives to serve our country. This morning, I'm fortunate enough to have Mr. Robinson on the show. How are you doing, sir?
Great, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
No, it's my pleasure. So, Colin, let us know, how many years have you served in the Army, Colin?
I served 20 years in the Canadian Army.
Man, yo, that is amazing. On behalf of everybody in the city, we want to thank you for your years of service, because that's not no small feat, 20 years. Colin, Remembrance Day, what does it mean for someone like you that served 20 years, that's given your life to protect our country, our beautiful country, which is Canada?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for saying thank you, but I also want to thank you and all fellow taxpayers who spent a lot of money in getting me trained and allowing me to have a really good time in those 20 years. You know, it's not all bad. It's actually a lot. Most of it, I'd say 99.999% were very positive experiences. I got to meet a lot of amazing people, got to work with a lot of amazing people from every single cultural background you can think of. Got to serve overseas. I got to serve in Bosnia. I saw a lot of things that I wouldn't normally been able to do. So thanks for paying your taxes. what does Remembrance Day mean to me? It's a lot of different things. It's really important to understand the context of how the poppy came around to symbolize Remembrance Day and the trauma that the world was going through, particularly the Western world, about 100 years ago. When World War One was over, Canada at the time had a population of about 7 million people. 600,000 men were serving. So of that 600,000 men, 66,000 died. And the numbers get even worse when you think about it, because 7 million, well, only men were going over, except for a small number of nurses that went over. That means that half the population produced that 600,000 suddenly. And then you narrow it down, because that 3.5 million who are male, that includes from babies right up to 90-year-olds. So your 18 to 30-year-old population is pretty small. A tremendous amount of sacrifice was made by that generation of men and women who deployed as nurses. What that meant was 100 years ago, there wasn't a single Canadian who didn't have a family member, an immediate family member, who had been touched by the war. Because the 66,000 who were killed, that doesn't include the hundreds of thousands who were wounded physically through gas, through explosions, amputations, and those who were wounded mentally. We're a lot more understanding, and we have a lot more knowledge today about mental health injuries. That wasn't really known. It was suck it up, buttercup, when you came back. And unfortunately, a lot of men who would have come back would have turned to alcohol and turned to drugs and other coping mechanisms. And the people who would have paid the price would have been their family.
No, that's well said, man. It's a tough thing, I think, for the youth as well. I think the youth is kind of removed from their understanding of war and understanding how, because, you know, being a young youth in Montreal, you always think about the U.S. Army. But we have an army here as well. We have people that are serving and defending our country here as well. And it's important that we highlight them and give them their just due respect. So you guys have a campaign this year, Poppy Proud, hashtag Poppy Proud. Let's know about that. I told Bonnie I need to get my poppies. When are the poppies available? I've always wanted to put a poppy on, but I want people to understand when you wear the poppy, what is represented. So I'll let you take it over.
Sure, thank you. Well, Poppy Proud was a hashtag campaign that was started just to try and regenerate the interest in it and regenerate the awareness of it. So the Poppy campaign is run by the Royal Canadian Legion every year. Only the Royal Canadian Legion is authorized to exchange poppies for donations through an act of parliament from the back in the 1950s. And the poppy itself symbolizes the sacrifices that were made, because the poppy is a flower that grows wild in northern France and throughout Europe, in particular where the battlefields were in World War One that the Canadians found themselves. And to put it in North American perspective, the poppy, the flower itself, basically a dandelion. It grows really quickly, especially on soil that's been turned over. And when you think of a war zone, you're getting pounded with artillery and it's blowing things up. So you had a lot of poppies were growing. And a lot of the men, especially the Canadians and Americans who would have come over later on, when they saw this sea of red that was appearing on ground that had been turned over by artillery shells and by machine gun bullets, and so many men had died in it, and their blood had bled into the soil, as symbolism of the flower coming up in a blood red color was very, very powerful to them. So the poppy was adopted as a symbol of remembrance, and Remembrance Day itself is intended to honor the sacrifice made by the soldiers, especially those who pay the ultimate sacrifice, but also those who were damaged, as I said before, by wounds, both internal and external, that are visible to people. And that's really what the poppy is about. And the poppy campaign itself starts at the last Friday of October, but really most people, it kicks into gear the day after Halloween, and it runs right into the 11th of November.
Well, we're going to keep running this interview. I'm going to share it on all the other platforms on CKT. Real quick before you go, Mr. Robinson, what is kind of the plan to get the youth to get more encouraged, more aware of the Canadian Army, of the symbolism of Remembrance Day? Is there some kind of action, you know, obviously besides the Poppy Proud campaign?
That's a really good question. And one of the nice things about this situation is that our youth don't have an intimate knowledge of war, because we're very lucky that we live in a peaceful society, and it's been a long time since we've had to make these kind of serious sacrifices on behalf of the entire country that we all were mobilized for war. So we're very fortunate, and I think the biggest risk is us not realizing how fortunate we are compared to, you know, a teenager who's in Ukraine right now. They're pretty aware of the effects of war, right? So we're very, very fortunate. Same thing in the Congo. Same thing, you know, there's wars right across the world. The nice thing is war is actually declining year over year, and has been for the last 30 years or so. So that's a positive. But there are a lot of resources that are out there to help teach students. I know of one in particular that offers free teaching resources for both students and for teachers. It's called Je Me Souviens. .org. So if you think on the back of your license plate, Je Me Souviens, which is a motto of Quebec, it really tells the story of Quebec soldiers and Canadian soldiers and what they've done throughout World War I, right up to Afghanistan, some of the more obscure battles in World War II. Most Canadians don't know that Canadians served in Hong Kong. Canadians had 100% casualty rate, the worst suffer we ever had, because every single Canadian who was in Hong Kong was either killed, wounded, or taken prisoner. And they spent 3.5 years as prisoners of war under the Japanese, under the most brutal conditions possible.
Man, the more you know. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the Je Me Souviens link in our link tree. For those listening to the show, you guys already know Detour 514 on all social media platforms. In our link tree, you'll find the Je Me Souviens. You can inform yourself better about it. Carla, I just want to thank you, man. 20 years of service, Canadian Army. You represent the campaign Poppy Proud. We should remember every day, man. It's unfortunate we just have one day that we single out those that have given their lives for our country. But on November 11th, we'll be celebrating Remembrance Day nationwide. So, Mr. Robinson, I want to thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, yes, good morning. 7:57 in the morning. Oh, boy. I think it was like Tuesday morning. For some reason, I was like up at like 4 o'clock, Shara. I don't know what's going on.
Don't you always get up around that time?
No, I was still up. I was still up.
Oh, you didn't sleep.
No, I was still up. I don't know, man.
Something on your mind? You want to talk about something?
I know we talked about enough. We only got a 2-hour show. You know what I mean? You know, I was in the bed just looking at the ceiling there, sales. And Shorty sent me the link. Said, yo, man, Takeoff is dead. And I didn't want to believe it at first.
Yeah.
I said, let me let the day go on a little bit. You know, let these news kind of filter out. Maybe it's like one of those things we see on Facebook all the time when they say actor or celebrity's dead and they're not really dead. And then it comes out. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. You know, the Migos are like the hip-hop Beatles. This is crazy.
Yeah.
In the last 4 years, we've lost Triple X, Juice WRLD, King Von, Mac Miller, Nipsey Hussle, Pop Smoke, Young Dolph. We lost PNB in September. This makes no sense, man. Like, and it was already kind of like riveting because the Migos already kind of fractured for a little bit since the summertime.
Right.
You know what I mean? Offset's kind of had been weird, and Quavo and Takeoff, they just came out with it with their own album, joint album together. And you kind of understand, like, at this point, Takeoff was kind of going up, coming out of his shell. I'm going to play the L.A. Leakers freestyle, which is one, it's freaking amazing. And he was kind of coming out of his shell now. He's always the quiet guy. Like, how the quiet guy get touch? How the guy in the cut get touch? Takeoff quietly, he's probably had the best ad-lib since Nate Dogg on hip-hop tracks in the last 10 years. Well, since 2016 when he came out, 2006 when he came out. This is crazy.
It is crazy.
And then, you know, you have people like French and Montana and 50 Cent keeps telling these guys, listen, you guys are celebrities. One, 50 keeps telling these guys, stop going back to the hood. And it's hard because you come up and, you know, when you're a rapper and, you know, when you're a hood dude and you become a star, you never want to feel like you lose connection with your friends or your hood, your neighborhood. But at a certain point, you're like, come on.
I'm torn because, I mean, if that's who you are and that's where you've come from, you shouldn't have to disconnect to be safe.
Yeah,
I mean, it's sad.
But
there's a problem with the hood.
But there's a lot of malicious people.
We need to fix the
hood.
Your
own friends. Your own friends. Now, listen, there's a lot of conflicting stories over the Takeoff day.
Yeah.
But he was only 28. So I'll leave it at that. Our prayers and condolences goes out to his family and his friends.
Likewise.
In hip-hop. I have no return from this, man. And all of these killings and stuff, it's us killing our own. So French and Montana keeps telling these celebrities, y'all need to get security.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of guys, you know,
they should have had security with them, though. I mean, I don't understand
circumstances. You know what I mean? They're playing dice. Quavo, I heard Quavo got on his feelings over the dice game, but it's not, some people say it's not about the dice. I don't know, man. What I do know is that we lost an integral person.
It can't be. It's got to be more than that.
In hip-hop. You know, Takeoff was nice, man. Takeoff was good. Me, quiet as kept. Takeoff is the second best vocal member on the Migos.
Right.
I don't like Offset's verse at all.
It's
only
off.
Offset verse
maybe is off.
Toxic, the R&B album, Shahara and Weezy, Under the Mistletoe. But yeah, man, it's been weird, man. It's a tough week, man.
Yeah, no, so, it's definitely heavy.
So I know I'm a minute.